Well, welcome back to our series called Against All Odds. As we've been encouraging you throughout this whole series, we want you to believe for what might seem to be impossible, because Scripture says nothing will be impossible for God. Against all odds, He created you and everything that exists in this world out of nothing, and He took the ultimate gamble by sending His only Son to save you. And even when you make mistakes, you get off course, bad breaks come your way, God always has a great comeback waiting for you, a divine reset for your life. And all you have to do is do whatever He tells you. And if you get discouraged, worry about the future, wonder whether you're on the right track, if you have problems like that, all you have to do is look for the signs. Look for the signs. As we said last week, they may be small and easy to miss, but God sends these signs to encourage us along the way. That's what we've covered up to this point. Today, in the last week of our series, I want to talk with you about launch into the deep. When I was little, my mom took me to the local community pool to learn how to swim. She signed me up for lessons, and at first, it was fun. The instructor was a kindly older woman, and she, kindly older woman, very patient with me. We started in the baby pool, just so I could get used to being in the water. And then slowly we graduated to the shallow end of the big pool. She taught me how to hold my breath underwater, float on my back, kick with my legs, and get from one side of the pool to the other. I was doing well and enjoying myself. But pretty soon she wanted to take me out to deeper water, and I did not want to go. I thought, as long as I can touch the bottom with my big toe, I'm going to be okay. I'll be safe. But if I can't feel the bottom with my big toe, I won't be safe. I kept looking across that enormous pool to the deep end on the other side. It seemed dangerous. That's where the big kids swam. The water looked dark and scary, and I'd even heard this rumor that some kid had drowned there a few years ago in the deep end of the pool. I did not want to go. I wanted to stay back where it was safe. In life, it's tempting to stay back in shallow waters, stick with familiar territory, avoid taking risks, venturing further out where anything could happen, where failure comes with a big downside. That's a gamble that could end in disaster. But God is always calling us out onto the waters, into the great unknown, to the deep end of life. If you want to break new ground, reach new heights, achieve amazing things, grow in your faith, enjoy a more fulfilling existence, you have to be willing to launch into the deep. In the scripture, a prophet named Ezekiel had an incredible vision of the future. And in this vision, he saw a new temple. It didn't seem possible, because at that time, the people were held captive in Babylon. They were forced to live in this foreign land for a long time. They had already been there 25 years, no end in sight, no sign or hope that they would ever be able to come home. A new temple must have seemed impossible. But Ezekiel knew, against all odds, God would bring it to pass. God would bring it to pass. One day, His people would be allowed to return home to Jerusalem and build a new temple. Now, in chapter 47, Ezekiel saw, as part of his vision, water flowing out from underneath the entrance of this new temple. It was moving towards the east. At first, it was just a little trickle, not much water at all. But then God told him to start wading in the water. At that point, it was ankle deep. Pretty soon, it was knee deep, then up to his waist. Eventually, the water rose so high it became a river. Ezekiel could no longer touch the riverbed below. He was swimming in deep waters. The passage goes on to say that God brought him to the safety of the shoreline, and it was there that he saw the incredible abundance of God. Along each of those riverbanks, there were fruit trees of every kind, trees that would never fade or fail. God said, "Wherever the water flows, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live. There shall be abundant fish, and everywhere the water comes, the sea shall be made fresh. Notice, it was only when Ezekiel reached the deep waters, when the surface was all the way over his head, when he was completely underwater, that's when he saw the abundance of God. Maybe some of you today are feeling underwater, over your head in life, overwhelmed by problems or situations, maybe issues at work, trouble in your health, difficulties with your family. And you just want to get back to shore where it's safe. But I can promise you this, God will bring you to a place of peace and joy and renewed hope and abundance and healing and restoration, deeper faith, when you have the courage to not only launch into the deep, but also to trust Him to bring you to the safety of the shore in His time. And you might be thinking, Father Roger, I don't want to launch into the deep. I don't like to take risks. What if something bad happens? Well, what if you miss your destiny? What if you don't fulfill your God-given purpose in life because you stay behind? What if you never see the abundance God has waiting for you on the banks at the deepest part of the river? Fear is a great motivator. I love fear. I'm afraid all the time. But rarely does it motivate us in the right direction. Of course, you have to use good judgment. You have to listen to God and make sure you're in the right pool to begin with. But that comes through prayer. We're going to be talking a lot about prayer in our message series for Lent. But if it's fear that's holding you back, look at what Scripture says in Psalm 107. Some went off to sea in ships, plied their trade on deep waters. They saw the works of the Lord, the wonders of God in the deep. See, here's the principle. You can only see the wonders of God fully when you're willing to follow Him out into the depths. And that can be scary. But no matter how far out you go, how deep the water becomes, God will always be with you there to keep you safe. In that same Psalm 107, a wind started whipping up across the water, and it was tossing the ship of those sailors. At first, it says, their hearts trembled with fear. But then the passage goes on to say, they rejoiced that the sea grew calm, that God brought them to the harbor they longed for. See, when you have the courage, when you are brave enough to swim in the deep end of life when God tells you to, He will always protect you. This is what happened to Peter in the Scripture. He and the other disciples were out on the Sea of Galilee in the middle of the night, and a terrible storm came. They were out of control. They lost control and were in danger of sinking, of drowning. And then Jesus came walking toward them on the water, told them not to be afraid, even invited Peter out of the boat. That seems crazy, right? I mean, they were in the middle of a storm. The shore was a long way away. They didn't have life vests back then, nothing to hold on to. But Peter trusted and he took a few steps. It was a miracle. He was walking on water like Jesus. Nobody could believe it. But then he became afraid. He started thinking about the wind and the crashing waves, and he began to sink. The passage says, immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. Immediately. Deep water can be frightening. When something goes wrong, a storm comes, you get off course, you're out of control. Only God can save you in deep water. But He always will, and He always does, when you have the courage to follow Him into uncharted territory. A few weeks ago, I got back from the Dominican Republic. I told you I was going there with much trepidation. I didn't want to go. It was an amazing trip. And we had gone there to explore the possibility of whether this would be a good fit for the international missions program that we're launching this summer here at St. Hilary. We wanted to get to know the people, experience firsthand their needs and their challenges and what opportunities we might have to be able to help in some way, maybe help empower them to make lasting change in their own community. One of the donors to our program challenged me. He said, "I will give money for this because it's important, but you have to promise me you're going to go on a trip." He knew me very well. He knew how I am. Like, I don't like this kind of thing. I don't want to go out into the scary place where I've never been before and they don't have a lot of creature comforts. He knew, but I promised because, you know, I wanted the money. We wanted the money to do good things, right? So I promised him. And it was way outside my comfort zone. I have this fear of flying. I prefer places with creature comforts. Roughing it is definitely not in my vocabulary. In fact, we flew into Miami, and we spent the night there before flying back out the next morning to the Dominican Republic, and I was having dinner in the hotel with the other members of the team that came with us, and, you know, it was the last drink for the week, so I ordered a martini, and the waiter comes over, and I ordered a gin martini, and asked him if he had blue cheese olives, you know, olives stuffed with blue cheese. Only way to drink gin martinis. Anyway, he apologized, said, "Sir, I'm sorry, we only have the regular kind of olives." I said, "Okay, bring me the martini." And I turned to the people at the table and said, "See, I'm already roughing it." Yeah, so that's kind of me. I'm a scaredy cat, afraid of my own shadow, won't go out of my way to go into the great unknown. But see, I did what I'm asking you to do. I trusted God. I did overcome my fears, and I followed him out into uncharted territory. He had put a dream on my heart, a vision for this church, that one day we would be able to expand and build upon the great work we're already doing here locally to help people in need by also serving people who are struggling in other places around the world, people who don't even have the basic necessities of life. But to be honest, it did feel like I was sailing out into the unknown. But it was a fantastic trip. I came home invigorated. And it was amazing to me, just in a few days, how I developed this deep love for the people there, the people that we met, and what they're going through. I can't stop thinking about them. I keep praying for them. And my heart grew a little bit on that trip, and I knew that we would have to do whatever we could to be a lifeline for them. It's easy to put limits on God when you limit where you're willing to go. See, God's not going to throw you into the deep end of the pool. He's not that kind of dad. He doesn't want to plunk you in there. No, God will wait for us to work up the courage to test the waters. And once we take the plunge, that's when God goes to work. That's when God goes to work, doing his amazing work in our lives. But you know, a lot of people stay behind. They make excuses to stay behind where it's comfortable, where it's safe. This is what happened in the gospel story for today. Jesus told Peter to put out into the deep, to put out into deep waters and lower your nets for a catch. Peter didn't want to do it. Jesus wanted him to go fishing, but Peter was resistant. He had been out all night, hadn't caught anything. He was exhausted, didn't see the point, thought that it would be this big waste of time, and plus it would be all inconvenient and uncomfortable. They were washing their nets. They were finished. And then Jesus tells him to go out and try again. Peter was making excuses. He didn't want to go into the deep water again. But despite his reluctance, he and the other fishermen did what Jesus asked. They launched into the deep. And you heard the story. They caught so many fish, their nets began to tear. Their boats were in danger of sinking. They were completely amazed. And Peter fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Like Isaiah in the first reading today, he thought, "I can't do what God is asking me to do. Jesus is asking me to do, to follow him. I'm not worthy enough, not good enough, not holy enough. I've made too many mistakes." But Jesus told them not to be afraid. And so Peter and the others, they left everything and followed him into the unknown. There will always be forces trying to pull you back into shallow waters. Well-meaning family members and friends, don't do that, it's not safe, stay at home, don't take a risk. Your own thoughts telling you, better stick with what you know, err on the side of caution. Even the enemy whispering in your brain, don't go out into the deep waters. God's not going to be there for you. You can't trust him. You're too sinful. Don't try to fight that addiction. You're just going to make things worse. Stop trying to heal your marriage. Better to get out now. Hang back from making that commitment. It'll only end in heartbreak, failure, and regret. Don't listen to those voices. Instead, listen to what Scripture says. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. Don't limit what God can do for you. You can't see his abundance and goodness when you stay behind on the shore or linger in shallow waters. The bounty comes when you're willing to go deep. That's when you see the miracles, the transformation, the healing, the new avenues opening up. Suddenly, you are in recovery from that addiction. Suddenly, your health is restored. Suddenly, the grief comes to an end. Suddenly, the job offer comes in. The college acceptance letter arrives in the mail. The business loan you've been hoping for is approved. God is always calling us out onto the waters, into the depths, uncharted territory where our feet may fail. You won't be able to touch the bottom. Fear will surround you. But I've learned this much in life, and I hope you have too. God will never fail you. When you trust him, take a risk for him, and launch into the deep.